Hey, Jim. You know them old sugar daddy. They be tricking, they tell them girls.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your dick. Yeah. You're strong, no ice. We can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah. That late night sex so wet, so tight. I gas up just for you tonight. Baby, you can go wherever you like.
You like.
I said you can go wherever you like.
You like.
Yeah. Anytime you want to, pick up the telephone. You know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. You can get it, my dear, $5 million home drop business, I swear. Yeah, I want your body, need your body. As long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it. Tell mother, bro, nigga, be quiet.
Welcome, 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 everybody. This is Luscious Lips, and joining me is Miss K. Where you at, baby?
Hey, baby. What's up?
Nothing much, nothing much. We are filling in for the beautiful Lady Z. She's not feeling her best right now, so we will be filling in for her for tonight. So, basically, tonight, who will be joining us is the Literary Ladies of the ATL. I am so looking forward to this interview. I don't know about y'all, but I was told it's going to be lit. What you think, Miss Kay?
Yes. Yes, that's what I heard.
Well, I can't wait. So call in and listen to the interview, you guys. It's 646-929-0558.
That number is 646-929-0558.
And we will be right back.
Yeah. Okay, so what we got right here, y'all, this right here is what we call female pimping.
Y'all need to know what it is.
Understand
me.
Rashida, okay.
Cheers, baby.
Okay. Don Vito, you a little foolish.
Don Vito, what up? Let's do it.
Way up A-town, that's my type. Thug out from the hood, that's what I like. Neck is rich, shining so bright. Give me paper or plastic, anything I like. You see, I like them kind of cool. Black shades, black feet, and black shoes. Candy painted Impala on 22. Straight up gutter, it's just my kind of dude.
You're my top-down gangster, for now for whatever.
And all my Midwest friends,
my things will replay.
You're my East Coast hunts, my New York top.
But we don't need no bus, we don't need no head.
I need a dog shop,
don't want to shut up.
All my fellas need to hear me. I want y'all to hear me clearly. I'm not the picky type. I like my thugs from every city. G-A-L-A on back to Philly. But them dirty boys, oh, they do something to me. See, I have to disagree. I like my thugs from the NYC. Steady trapping on a gangsta scene.
Low with a black tee. Got a mean swag and he trapping on the back street. Now man, it's something about them G's. Make receipt the temperature jump 100 degrees. Is it the money or the candy paint drip? Or the way he hold me down and keep it pimp? Plus he know just how to powder. Can't get enough, so we always want it.
Fantasy and everyday life. Trending and little-known pop culture tidbits, featured talents on the rise, advice on keeping home, work, and sex life on an even keel, virtual club reviews and interviews, fun horoscopes, and so much more. Check it out today at www.bendingrealitymag.com.
All right. We back, about to show up and show out with these literary ladies of ATL. Well, tonight we have the opportunity of speaking with three of the baddest and the sexiest ladies in the game. Nikki Michelle is the author of the Forbidden Fruit series, a urban tale that spins the web of love and lust and greed. Being an English teacher, she decided to go full force as a writer. Since then, she published over 30 titles, as well as Kenneth York is an author, producer, and a serial entrepreneur, sexual assault awareness advocate, blazing the trails of success with 20 books published, the owner of Kenny Enterprises and creator of Let Your Voice Be Heard. Not stopping there, she created a critically acclaimed, groundbreaking reality show, The Literary Ladies of ATL, which I heard was very hot. Then K.S. Oliver is an author, poet, public speaker, model, and owner of Demente Publications, diagnosed with lupus in 2010. She has not let that stop her by any means. Penning two poetry books, she waited to build a connection with the loopy to another. In 2013, she was awarded the Poet of the Year. Making their mark in this industry, these ladies are striving for the same thing, helping others to do and be better. Please welcome our guests, Kenny, Nikki, and K.S. Oliver.
Hi.
Hey, ladies.
Hello.
How y'all
Hi.
Doing?
Fine.
Good. And you?
Hi.
We are.
Hi, ladies.
Let me clear something up. It's Diamante Publication.
I'm sorry. It's Diamante. I was about to say dynamite. I was like, wait a minute. That's not how that's supposed to
be. Oh, my God. Please don't do that. No. It's Diamante. It means diamond in Spanish.
Okay. Oh, I like that. Okay.
And Nika, not Nikki. You're going to confuse the readers.
I know. I'm trying not to do that.
It is a Nikki Michelle. I'm like, ooh, they might think it's Nikki Michelle.
Yeah, because it's another one.
Nikki.
No.
Forgive me, y'all. Don't
okay.
Judge my mouth. Judge my mind and my eyes, because they kind of lose
me. No, we just don't want people to be confused. You know, our names kind of mimic other people's too. So you know.
For sure. Well, how y'all doing tonight?
Good. How about yourself?
We're good.
How are you, ladies?
Well, I'm blessed.
Amen.
Yes. So, Miss Kay, you have
yes,
any
sir.
Questions for our guests today? Well, tonight, y'all could tell I'm confused.
She can't help us.
She's gonna have to get you together, man.
She's what I'm like.
Don't judge me.
She's a functioning alcoholic, so that means that if she's tripping up like this, Michaela hasn't had her drink, so we need to be calling the Cabana Girl, or is she out tonight?
Oh, God.
Luscious Lips, they had her drink. She's a functioning alcoholic. Hi, lady.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Happy to be in the Playhouse with you guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, welcome. On behalf of our love, our sweetheart, Lady Z, trust me, we had to tie her down to keep her from coming tonight.
Oh, yes.
Because that's
indeed.
All she's been talking about. So,
girl, I guarantee you we going to pop on this phone before the evening is out. Trust me.
Oh,
I believe
it.
She ain't in my ass. She in my inbox right now. She ain't tied down no place. We don't know how to sit down.
Uh-huh. Thank you for telling us, because she's supposed to be asleep.
She is not asleep. I'm telling it. She ain't sleep at all.
Thank you, baby.
We know a little bit.
On the air, Lady V. Oh, I've been waiting for months to say this. Lady V, I'm finna fire your ass. There it is. Ooh, you can do fine. Just don't go to sleep. Ooh, I said it. Ooh, that felt so good.
She ain't paying you no mind, neither.
She needs to find.
She ain't paying you no mind.
She gonna get you this
you
tape.
I know. I'm about to be fined, y'all. So I'll be sending some money in. So when I go to work overtime, y'all know why? Cause I got fined.
Well, we are curious to know, ladies. You know what inspired y'all to write y'all's novels and books and things of sorts?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Who you want to answer that? No, go ahead, Nika.
I was just gonna say. Well, I've been wanting to write forever. So ever since I was a little girl, I've loved reading. So I always knew I wanted to be an author since I was like 6, and I've just been writing forever. But when it came down to really putting out a book, I guess I really sat down a few years ago. But no, that wasn't a few years. Wow, it's been like 15 years since I wrote for Big.
I was about to say, you a veteran in the game. Don't do that, ma'am. You've been in this
like
thing a long time.
Years. Time go by fast, girl. So it's just been other authors inspired me. It's taking you on that, you know, trip somewhere and taking you into another life, you know, away from your real world, and I wanted to do that. So that's really what inspired me.
So out of the books that you've written, which one is your favorite and why?
I would say Forbidden Fruit because it's the first one, my first baby. So I've connected with those characters more than any, and I've written a lot of books, but I've connected with them so much because I've written so many books about the same characters. So they seem like friends. You know, they've been in my head for 15 years. That's half of my life if you think about it. So that would be the one I'm thinking I would hold dearest to me because I really, really connected with the characters.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hey. Okay.
Kenny, I'm going to respect my elders. Y'all been in this game longer than me.
Wait a minute. How old are y'all?
Ooh, that's a bit. Nika, I'm the oldest. I say I'm the oldest.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm the youngest one on the phone. I'll tell y'all, I'm 31. I'm the youngest one on this phone. Well, as far as the literary ladies, I'm younger than they are.
Yeah, I'm 37.
Ooh. Okay.
Proud.
The baby is Kiara. Kiara's the baby. She's 25.
Okay. So I want to ask, is it Kenny?
Yep, you got it right.
All right, I had to make sure because Lord have mercy to you. All right, so which book, you know, would you say has been your challenging and why?
My most challenging book, it hasn't come out yet, honestly. It'll be released in February of next year, and it's entitled No Is Right, and the reason it was my most challenging is because I was more vulnerable and kind of naked, so to speak, when writing that book. A lot of it is tailored around my life, my testimony of battling or coming out of child sexual abuse. So my hope is that this book not only entertains in a way, but also inspires and educates people about that. It's close to my heart.
Okay.
What it
well,
do? What it do? What
I told
it do?
Y'all.
Hey,
I told
y'all.
Y'all thought I was gonna leave y'all. Y'all thought I was gonna leave you, did you?
Oh my
ma'am.
God!
No, ma'am.
I'm supposed to be strapped down, ma'am.
No.
Strapped
she's
down.
A,
how
she's
the
a
hell you got loose?
She's a black chicken and she can't stay from working.
I told y'all that she was gonna call.
How did you get a loose? You know what?
Down
your fine. Ladies, you are fine. We finding you.
That's all right. You can find me. You can find me. I'll take that one for the team. I'm gonna take that one for the team.
Yeah, she gonna take it because she ain't gonna do nothing but find me and I'm about to pay it anyway.
What it do, my babies? Got them ATL ladies in the building about to show out. I know they over showing out, you know.
Hey, little baby boy.
We on our
yes,
best behavior.
Now, when the hell y'all start this ritual? And then tell me.
When
what
we did what?
What
when y'all start this being good ritual and nobody told me, y'all what, I got kicked out the club or what? I mean, tell me what's going on.
Who being good? Who being good?
What a mouth boy.
What's up, baby? How are y'all tonight?
Very good.
How about you?
Baby, y'all already know. No matter what I go through, I'm going to hold it down and keep shaking and moving.
I know that's right.
Very hard-headed.
You know what? Don't judge me. Y'all already know.
Shame the devil.
I can't help it.
Now, go sit down somewhere, baby.
Look.
Don't look me.
Look. I tried.
Uh-uh.
I really did.
And I took the extra $50 to sedate you. It did not work. I'm going to need my $50 back.
Sedate
you. Yep.
That's all I
she was supposed to be sedated.
I
know, right? I'm going to have to find her. Get my $50 back.
That's against the law, ain't it? You're not supposed to be paying people to sedate people now.
Did I say sedate? I mean,
yeah,
to
I mean,
make
you
a
really
Sunday,
said that
I ain't
saying. And you said it, oh, like, we have witnesses.
Uh-oh,
my.
I said ice cream Sunday.
I'll be getting the business over here for real. Y'all see how I be getting treated.
Hey, I try.
But y'all knew I was going to have to come in and say hey to my babies. You know, it's been almost a year, almost, not quite, but almost
right.
a year since the last time y'all was on here. And now y'all on here together. Oh, my God.
Yep, it has been a long time.
Oh my Lord. Hey. But I'm glad that you guys are here. Like, I'm so excited. Y'all been doing all kind of stuff, and I'm mad because I'm like about to move to ACL because I want to be on a reality show.
Oh Lord.
I mean, y'all been up here
trying
we're
gonna have to get her. We're gonna have to get her to the reunion show.
Yeah. I'm like, dang. I'm serious. Am I gonna have to boycott? Because I swear, I think I've been kicked out the group, and ain't nobody told me or nothing.
Please, don't boycott.
No boycott.
Oh.
That happened was. Okay, well, somebody tell me something, because I was confused. I really was.
Beyonce, Destiny Child thought you was doing your own thing. That's all.
What?
Destiny Child thought you were doing your own thing, man. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she got
her own little world.
Right.
I be trying to keep up with they asses, man, for real. They be on the fly, moving here, doing that. I'm talking about they got about 50 books between all of them.
Yep.
Swear to God, I think it's about 90 books out between the three of them, just the three.
True story.
That's a library.
Real, but that's real, and that ain't including all the books that they have from other people on their labels and stuff. You see what I'm saying? That they don't work in, helped out with. Man, look, I'm trying to get on that level. I keep telling them
what I'm gonna
do.
Be like.
I'm gonna be just like them when I grow up.
You already a girl. You already in the game. You know
okay.
She said when she grow up, baby.
When she grow up.
Yeah, you know, when I grow up, I mean, I want to be just like them. I mean, you know, we got reality shows and about 150 books a piece, you know, just balling out, wild now.
She keeps taking the numbers up, y'all.
Right, I love how those numbers keep increasing.
By the end of the show, it's going to be 1,292.
Right.
Fingers going to be falling off by then.
Right.
Oh my God! But, we'll have any fingers left after all those.
That's real time. But man, I mean, y'all just doing it. Y'all got all these books. Y'all got reality shows. Y'all got businesses. We got shoe lines. You know what I'm saying? Like for real. Like they didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What shoe lines? Wait. I need some shoes.
Not those shoes.
Like,
wait a minute, somebody been holding out.
No, it was in the bio, right? Wasn't it? No.
It was. Yeah. But see, I know y'all personally, so you know I'll be all up in your business. You know I'll be talking about.
It's
worth
it. You got ladies on the phone. You better talk about those shoes, girl.
Whenever y'all get ready for some stilettos, the name of the shoe store is called Tilt Stilettos, and everything that I do is done with purpose. So the shoe store links back to my cause of sexual assault awareness, and 3% of every shoe sale goes towards just that, goes towards my advocacy in the annual benefit event that we have in Atlanta called Let Your Voice Be Heard. So every time you buy a pair of heels from Tilt Stilettos, essentially you're helping a survivor.
Now, y'all see why I'm trying to, when I grow up, I'm going to be just like them. I'm talking about balling.
Balling out of control.
Yeah, I mean,
all glitz and glam, but let me tell y'all, honey, I'm tired as hell. I'm sitting in my car right now. Just came back from school. I work all freaking day long on the book stuff and the advocacy stuff and doing my mommy thing, and then turn around and go to school at night and come back home, get a couple of hours of sleep, and do it all over again the next day. This is not easy. This hustle is not for the weak, I'm telling you. You got to have some kind of strong fiber to be able to keep going. But whatever you do, as long as your purpose is good and your mission is solid, you can do whatever you want to do. And opportunities will open up for you. You just got to stay diligent. Stay the course and be your own person.
For real. Now, that was, you know, of course, one of the questions that I always have to like to ask y'all, because y'all so dang on busy. And, I mean, now that y'all done just added school on top of it, I'm talking about, man, they wilding out in the ATL for real. How in the world do y'all really manage and survive and still look good? Like, y'all posting pictures like, see me, bitch? Yes, I look good. I want to know how the hell y'all doing this. Because I'm looking raggedy and I don't know what.
You need to stop it. Right.
I'm about to find her right now.
I'm the only one out of the ladies who does not have any kids. And I feel overwhelmed trying to do what I do with no children. So I'd be asking the same thing. Like, I'd be, like, really tired. Like, okay, how do y'all balance? So that's a very good question, because I'd be busy without kids, and I'd be like, how y'all do it? Because I would be crying if I was a mom.
Well, the reason
we can
do it is because we do it for them. That's the reason. That's why we can balance it all out, because everything we do is for them.
Right.
Wow.
I see y'all on that.
Whew, baby, hey, I understand, because I'm like unique. I don't have no kids. So, but I have a husband.
Yeah, you do.
Don't judge me. Don't judge.
You got seven kids.
You got 15 of them, okay?
Dang.
Yeah, I'm just saying, the man claims 15 kids now. Hell, not all of them is his, but he claims 15 of them motherfuckers. So, the three that do come around, baby, they head full all in their sales. That's why I be sitting in my corner looking at them like, huh?
Be like, what's your problem now? What's wrong?
For real. They think I'm a therapist and everything, baby. I just be like, come on, baby. Sit on down, talk to mama. It's okay. But I'm in my own, though. See, that's the difference. If they had to be here every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, yeah, I probably would not have no hair. I would probably have to wear a wig for show, a lace front or something.
The lace front going to be on fleek.
On fleek with them tattoo eyebrows y'all played.
Yeah. I'm not playing with her. This is not don't Wednesday me. Night. This is not Wednesday.
Don't judge me.
I'm going to call up to the damn hospital and tell them that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Look, no, I'm not speaking on the phone already. I'm not really cussed the notes out and everything, y'all, because I told this heifer, don't be coming in my room when I'm up here on the air. You see me at work. She said, lady, you is supposed to be resting, not working. I told her, baby, it ain't no time for no rest. I'll rest when I'm dead, baby. It's working time. It's rise and grind, baby. She said, lady, lay down and go to sleep. That medicine kicking in, that's what she said. I said, baby, I'm here and this thing. I know I was snoring.
I should have known when I heard you stop snoring. I was like, wait, it's too quiet. She gonna pop up somewhere. I don't know where, but she gonna pop up somewhere.
Yeah, I warned you when she was coming. I told you she was coming.
Yep.
Y'all act like y'all know me or something.
I mean, you like Michael Myers in Halloween. One minute you see him and the next minute you don't. So then he pop up.
She said, Michael Myers, I'm done.
Yo. That's my lady V, though. I love her to death. She the best
well,
at
I
what
have
she do
in Chinese
well.
Food, and it's great.
See?
Oh, shoot.
Look,
that's what I'm judging. I'm paying you a compliment. I'm just saying.
Y'all knew I was coming, man. Look, but for real, y'all, I am sneaking on the phone. I told this lady she keeps coming in here speaking to me. I've been hiding the phone. I put the phone down on the side like I'm
you
laying.
You're going to get in trouble. They're going to come and fetch your phone.
I've been talking all day. Like, she don't understand, lady. This is my lifeline. This is my everything, baby. If you take this from me, baby, just pull the plug. I'm dead.
Not pull the plug.
They ain't gonna pull the plug. They just gonna take the battery out the back and then give you the phone back.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, for real, like. I gotta have this, like, for real. I gotta have this. So I know what the hell going on. So, because I got to be mobile. I got to work, you know. And, I mean, y'all ladies so busy. I mean, don't y'all ever get like that. Y'all like, even though you ain't at home by your computer doing what you think, you got your phone and you still working, ain't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. You're my real mm-hmm. mind. That's what I'm telling you. That's how I know.
Can't go without that phone, honey. Mm-mm.
Might as well pull the light on just. Pull the line. I'm dead.
I can't.
Look.
Jesus.
Hey, y'all know how it is. Oh, my Kenny, baby. Well, go ahead, mama. Make your service announcement.
I wasn't going to say. Oh, she is a trip.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a medicine. Don't judge me.
She's making the noise and every little thing. But, okay, so I figured this was a good opportunity to say something that's been on my mind for a minute. Don't know who's listening, but I'm sure somebody is who will take it back to wherever it needs to go to. Doesn't matter as long as it gets there. But I just wanted to say, the Literary Ladies of the ATL is a one-of-a-kind, unique show idea that is owned by Kenny York and nobody else. it's my understanding we got some people want to be some replicas of us, and imitation is a very unique form of flattery, I guess, but I am not flattered, and I am not unique. I'm going to need you to come up with your own ideas and not try to piggyback off mine, because if anybody knows me and knows me well, I will sue your ass. And I'm not using any words about it. I'm dead
in the
plane, so.
Baby. Did you hear it? Did you understand it? Make sure you get it, baby. Ain't no guys. Ain't no
problem.
Like
I just wanted to go ahead and put that out there. And I encourage everybody to check out our show. We are in our official season 2, but it may be new to some people, and that's okay. And we have our first 2 episodes up on streamatl.net, and that is our little network. We are with an independent network, and that's the only way that you can view the show is through streamatl.net. We have a couple of surprises coming up. If you watched some of the episodes already, then you've seen some real sweet moments, some endearing moments, and some drama, some natural drama. One of the things that we do not do, we don't create unnecessary drama. One of the reasons why I created Literary Ladies of the ATL was to depict black women in a positive light. And we are real friends. Let me repeat that. We are real friends, and we're more than that, really. We're like a little family. So when you see one of us, 9 times out of 10, you're going to see the other 2 of us. That's how we do. But everything that
is
me on our show is real. It comes from the heart. Everything that's said is real. Nothing is scripted, and we don't do the drama. If you visit our show and you visit with drama, we will exit you stage left.
Damn.
Right. I have business.
You know, get your life in order.
Yeah.
But see, that's because y'all feel good that, you know, they feel like they, when they grow up, they want to be just like y'all too.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna need them.
Yeah,
like
but the
them.
Thing, the fact of the matter is that this is not, we built this. You know what I'm saying? We started off as completely different people. There was, you know, a sit down and a discussion, and then over time we just built this relationship. You can't wake up in the morning and try to be like us, because it's not gonna happen.
Right. Or just put some people
not
together
open,
and think that
it's not
gonna work.
Right.
We've been through a lot. When we tell you guys that we've been through a lot, show wise and just our own relationships, anything that you can think of, we done been there together. We've done it. So it's not like we just, you know, threw ourselves together one day and the next day, oh, yay, we're an overnight sensation, Literary Ladies of the ATL.
No.
Yeah. Not at all.
We worked at this. We worked very hard at it.
It's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah,
and shout out to Kiera. Kiera is in California following another dream of hers, but she is still a literary lady. She's just MIA right now.
She's our baby.
She's our baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she's such a freaking inspiration, because when you talk about stepping out on faith and really following your dreams, she really did the damn thing. And
she
I
did. She
damn.
Woke up. And told her she was leaving.
I
want to
be
like
her
what?
When I grow up.
Right. I want to be like her when I grow up. Hell.
But we're proud of her even though she left us. And, you know, I get to be the brat while she's gone until she returns to take her throne back as a baby. It's wonderful.
And she'll be back soon.
Yeah.
I've held it down for her. That's all right.
Yes,
you definitely
indeed.
Hold that position. You are
y'all
baby
definitely
too.
Holding it down.
We try
the modern day golden girl.
I think Lady V.
Well, V went to bed. She got caught.
No,
she did. She told me she got caught and her drugs was kicking in, so she going to sleep.
Okay,
I ain't down.
Get you some rest. They don't check up on you in the morning. They took that phone. They took that phone away.
This like
I'm tell you something. As they give you for lupus, ain't no joke. They be trying to knock you all the way out.
Yeah. Yo, that's why I'm trying to tell her to rest.
like rest lady, rest. She's a black
woman.
Well, because she, don't like the rest.
She has lupus just like me. I can tell y'all the hardest thing in the world is to sit still when you have a love mindset. Because the fact of the matter is lupus kind of comes and goes. You know, one minute you feel bad, the next minute you got all this damn energy and don't know where it came from. And then the minute you get to doing something, it come back like, bitch, sit down. So, you know, it's just one of them things like you really just got to gauge it.
Yeah, that is true.
So I get it.
That is true.
Even though she don't have to sit her butt down.
She can be snoring in a minute.
Oh, she already snoring. If they gave her what I think they gave her, she out.
Oh, yeah.
Night, night,
y'all. She's sitting up there looking cross-eyed.
She'll be up tomorrow. With some
yeah, but she'll have a lot of energy tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Yes, indeed. Well, considering that y'all are, you know, very unique in what y'all do, you know, what can you say could be changed about the industry as you know it as far as reality TV goes?
Ooh. Well, there is no reality TV in the industry. We came out with the first show. Now, all of a sudden, you know, it's this big epidemic. But as far as the industry within itself, people could be more original.
Yeah.
Right. We're tired of the throwing drinks in faces and stuff. That's like, that's getting so old. Like, none of us ever do that. Like, whenever I'm in a confrontation with a woman, I'm not throwing my drink. I'm going to drink my drink. I might hit her with my hand.
I'm
going to
drink it so that I don't hit you upside your head. We need the drink.
But hold on. Y'all know how much drinks cost? Ain't no way in all things home. Am I going to waste my drink? Not going to happen.
Wait a minute. Did this girl just say all things holy?
Yes, it's not going down.
Yeah, that's what needs to change, right? Reality TV needs to be more reality than just TV.
But then again, they got nothing to do with their money. They're going to be throwing damn drinks. I'm not throwing no drinks because if you throw a drink at me, I'm beating
the
ass thereafter.
The show, buys the drinks that they throw y'all. They didn't pay for those drinks. Why are they throwing them? They tell them, we're going to buy y'all these drinks. We want y'all to throw them.
That's
because of the case.
You're right.
After spending my money on my weave and getting my makeup done, I don't want you throwing a fucking drink in my face. I don't understand.
Right.
Now
that is like a waste of money.
A waste.
Yeah,
a big waste. And it gets tired after a while. I mean, how many drinks can they throw before it starts to look
right.
like, okay.
And then when you say enough is enough. Like, especially
with
for
the
women that have the kids or whatever, and or the business window, these women that are supposed to be so professional or whatever, how's anybody going to take you seriously outside of your reality show, knowing that this is how you go around town carrying yourself? Are you kidding me?
And everybody has a
I would never want my kids to Google me acting a goddamn fool on national TV.
Right. And everybody wants to have a sick case. That's on reality shows. Everybody's of sex tape surfaces. Like you said, I don't have children, but I do have people in my family and friends that I care about who I don't want to look like a fool to them either. And, you know, and then if you do have children and you out here making sex tapes, you're doing this just for the fame, but that's temporary. How long are people going to really watch a sex tape?
I ain't never gonna see it.
It's going to get leaked. It's going to get leaked.
People leak their own tape. Just say they accidentally get leaked up. But tell them
Absolutely. To be relevant, they leak their own mess. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it hasn't been done before, so why wouldn't they continue to do it?
Right. And at this point, we know that you leaking your own tape. Ain't nobody lose your luggage. Ain't nobody broke in your house and stole your video camera. No, you want somebody to see your bare ass up in the air, so you leaked it.
Exactly.
Y'all were laughing. Y'all know
I'm
dead serious, too.
Why do I have a feeling I know who you talking about? I'm not.
I'm just saying, people in general.
Oh,
you know,
that
thing ain't fall out by accident.
No,
that is great. So between your career and everything, how do y'all balance the time, which I know y'all probably find it difficult to balance time, between your family and your school and whatnot? Like,
No, that's a must. That's not difficult. The kids, the hubby, if you intend on your household running properly, you better know how to balance it.
Absolutely.
My husband ain't trying to hear it, and I know Kenny's wife ain't trying to hear that mess neither.
What you mean you ain't got time? When we take on all this stuff, we know that it's going to be a task. So, therefore, you got to make time. And the fact of the matter is, people make time for what they want to make time for.
That is true.
That is very true.
That
so,
true.
I balance the husband,
true.
The kids, the football field, the company, school, and whatever else I decide to toss on my plate.
I know that's
so you
right.
You got to be able to eat it all up.
Yeah,
it all
yeah,
like
my
time
when you going over there in that corner, girl.
Miss Kat. She does.
I'm here, love. I'm
got
here.
All loopy. You know?
Ms. I'm here, love. I'm just listening.
No, I'm going to need for you to get out that corner. She over there drinking and stuff.
Drinking.
I'm
you're
just saying, stop drinking in the corner by yourself. It's depressing. You come out the corner.
Girl, ain't got no, no, I'm listening. I was listening. I should say, you got to manage your time. I was wondering, I'm like, how do they have a life? Like, this is, the, oh my God, really?
No, we do.
It's overwhelming.
It happens somehow.
Right.
So like, you have to make time for what you make time for what you need and want to make time for. So if it's a priority and it's important, you have to try to fit it all in. So you have to dedicate a certain amount of time for everything.
And I think another important thing is having people in your corner or having family that supports what you're doing and not just saying, oh, I got your back or I'm here for you, but actually jumping in and helping. I always call what I do a family hustle. So my wife, my kids, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, even my cousin sometimes helps to make sure that everything that needs to be done for Kenny Enterprises or Tilson Meadows or Let Your Voice Be Heard gets done. Even like with Ed and her husband, even though they're husband and wife, they still run a business together. So they're working together to make sure that they get everything they need to get done, both personally and professionally. You have to have the right people in your corner for things like this to work. Being in this
right,
industry,
and you
got to
separate it too. We got to know when to turn
right.
it off.
Right.
So like
right.
our rule is once we come upstairs to go to bed, no business, no Diamante, no Optus, no nothing occur in this bedroom. Once we come upstairs, it's Ebony and Brandon, not the CEOs, not K.S. Oliver, not the authors. We leave that shit downstairs in the office. Sometimes you just, you know, you got to have, you know, parameters.
Yeah, that is true. Because if you don't have parameters, your business and your job will over. Some people will let it overtake their life when it comes to
oh, yeah.
working and things like that. So, yeah, you have to have that cutoff period.
Right.
Yeah.
Separate the personal from the business.
So, Ms. K, do you have anything you want to ask them before we go on a break?
I do. Wow, there's so much stuff just running through my head right now. Good gracious. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do see being an author myself, like I'm interested in wanting to know about their favorite books.
I have a lot of
my favorite book particularly is a book called A Piece of Cake by Cupcake Brown. It's basically her life story. I read it a few years ago, and it's been like my go-to, you know, just kind of in the back of my mind, like I can do anything I put my mind to, even with all the things I go through. Because she went through everything under the sun. She was addicted to drugs. She was on alcohol at an early age. She was prostituting before she was even a teenager. And she ended up going to law school and becoming an attorney.
Well, damn.
And she's a real person, so, you know.
And that's her real name, too, which was like, oh, wow, her real name is Cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
Cupcake Brown.
I talked to her on Facebook. She's really sweet, excellent.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
indeed. Y'all done taught me something new because I never really, you know, I'm one of those people that if I don't really hear about it by word of mouth, I really don't really know people. So y'all telling me something new, and I'm definitely going to
look into Cupcake. You said Cupcake Brown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what's up.
It's hard for me to choose a favorite book. Let me see. A favorite, I would say a book that inspired me to write would be The Coldest Winter Ever, but The Soldier hasn't done that again, so.
She hasn't, and I'm a little disturbed on what came out thereafter, because I ain't writing none of it.
Like, did she write that book? Somebody
I don't know.
It has me wondering.
I mean,
because
The Coldest
really
Winter Ever is
like,
it's a classic.
Right.
Like, it's a classic, but Midnight wasn't any good. What is it? The Deeper Love Within wasn't any good. I didn't like anything that came out after that.
Everything just went left from the first story. I understand evolution in your characters because as an author, I believe in doing that if I'm writing a series. But how was Midnight just a totally different character in the Midnight book? Like, he was not the same guy from the first book. And I'm like, okay, but where is Winter
well,
in her father's story? I read the whole thing.
I didn't. I got through half of it and put it down. And A Deeper Love Within, I was in a book club, and they wanted us to read that, and I got through half of that and put it down. I was like, I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
I'm a shoot-em-up, bang-bang kind of girl. I like a good urban. So if somebody ain't selling some dope, killing somebody or something on edge is not happening, I can't do it. If you're not giving me a book where somebody is being killed in it, then it's got to be something else going on that's got me flipping pages.
Let me hear if it kills somebody in this book I'm writing before I send it to you.
Well, but you know what I like, Nika. At this point, you know what I like.
Yeah, I know what I like.
Like Kenny's book, like Noah's Right, I know that that's Kenny's story. And because I know her personally, you know, it's different when you're reading stuff like that. You know, I took it personally because that's my friend. So, you know, that's different. But other than that, you're not getting me to read anything that isn't urban. I don't like erotica. I prefer to be doing it than reading it. I don't want to read somebody's love story. I live my own. I just, you know, that's just me personally. That doesn't mean that the person can't write. It just ain't what I like. Now, Nika likes to have me test read everything she writes. And at this point, she knows what I like.
I slap her in the face with a little bit of erotica in my urban, though. So.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm trying to do stuff upside down. Lord, I was like, babe, Nika wrote that we should try this right here. So can we try this? He be looking at me like, I want Nika to try writing this shit in these books. If you be trying to do this stuff, listen, I'll be testing out the water.
So
I mean,
funny.
Sometimes you just have to sneak a little something in there.
Listen, we've been together for 10 years. We got to keep it spicy around here.
Okay.
Got to keep it spicy.
I know that's right. So, besides that, I want to ask y'all, like, if y'all had to tell, you know, new writers anything on, you know, how to keep their books relevant and how to start off in general, like, what tips would y'all give new writers?
Research, 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 research.
Yes, definitely.
Research. This business has become very shady, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And because it's become very shady, unfortunately, you don't know who to trust, and it's better that you don't trust nobody but yourself.
Very good advice.
And that's just what it
don't
is.
Don't be so quick to jump on the bandwagon. Make sure, like she said, do your research. Just because a few of the people on your page like something, you really have to find out about if you're not going to self-publish, you're going to publish with a publisher. You really have to ask questions, and you really have to really look and read everything. Don't just sign a contract. A lot of people get into trouble doing that. They're just so excited. It's so overzealous. They just sign something. They don't get a lawyer, at least somebody who does know, you know, business law or some kind of law to read over it. Because a lot of those terms, you don't understand it because it's not layman's terms. So just be careful. Don't sell your soul. Always write from your heart and just be true to what you do and write what you want to write. Don't write what you feel like somebody else wants you to write. Don't let reviews get to you because people are going to tear you apart. So deal with it. Have thick skin. You can't be a person that's gonna take everything personal. Like she said,
you
gotta
take it business. You can't please everybody. You're not everybody is not gonna like what you write.
Exactly.
So you can't go cursing them out because they don't like you, and go looking for people on Facebook who wrote you a bad review and cuss them out. You can't do that. That's not cute. Just let it go.
Lord.
I have never addressed anybody about a review, and I'm not going to. To me, it's pointless. It's like a waste of time. You didn't like it, and that's fine. There's plenty of – I mean, I just gave y'all a whole list of books I didn't like. It just wasn't for me. That doesn't mean it wasn't a good book. That doesn't mean you can't write. It just means it didn't interest me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit different. If I don't like the book and it's just the fact that I don't like it, I don't even waste my time putting a review. Because to me, that's my personal opinion. It's not that it was bad editing. The storyline wasn't good. Like, I'm just not going through all that. I'll just let you have it. I just didn't like it. It just wasn't my taste.
Right.
I know that's right. Well, y'all, we gonna take a little brief break, and we about to refill these drinks, and we about to get Kay out this corner. And when we come back, we gonna go to the phone lines and let the people ask y'all some questions. So to call in again, y'all, to chat with the Literary Ladies of the ATL, the number is 646-929-0558. That number is 646-929-0558. Come and chat with the ladies of ATL. I know that's right.
One for hip hop.
Put Jay on the track, on the track.
Hey, you already know. It's your boy, Lil Scrap.
Been at home, mother. World rocking in it. Baby, you know, check this out. Check out.
She rock for who? Been waiting to chill. She rock for who? Been waiting to chill. She rock for who? She rock for who? She rock for who? Been waiting to chill. Hey,
look at them hips. I like how she rock it. She bend that thing over and to the ground she gon' drop it. And pop it hard as she can. Got me hard in the pants because she all in her stance. Doing her mother dance, man. Look, look buddy cute in the face. She rock her hips to the face. She take a sip and she wait. And wanna get with Lil J after she dance on that pole. I pull my castle quick and fast when that hit the flow.
Now
hey.
I got 32 flavors of that booty, licious bubblegum. Raspberry, grape, cherry, come and get your sunny bun. Lady, known as Robin, crazy Willy Wonka, wanna pay me. On the daily, off the hills, I rock my heels, I shake my skills, I throw the poppy, watch the sizzle, man, it's chick right here, the sizzle. Smoking on the highest drizzle, wanna taste it just a little, rock my hips and make it wiggle, waving, sipping in the
lizard. I like it when she rock her hips, then wave and chill. She rock her hips, then wave and chill. She rock her hips, she rock her hips, she rock her hips, then wave. I like it when she rock her hips.
Trending and little-known pop culture tidbits featured talents on the rise, advice on keeping home, work, and sex life on an even keel, virtual club reviews and interviews, fun horoscopes, and so much more. Check it out today at www.bendingrealitymag.com.
Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all. We showing out with the literary ladies of the ACL in the Playhouse tonight, and I must say I have learned a lot tonight. I've learned how to pronounce names. I've learned how to pronounce company names. And I've learned new authors and reality TV shows and things like that and what not to do and what to do. So we about to go to the phone line and see if there's anybody that want to ask our beautiful ladies some questions. Hello, caller. Who are we speaking to? Hello, caller. Let's go to the next caller. Caller, who are we speaking to? That person is asleep. Okay, so we're going to continue this interview. How rude. I am not going to play with these people tonight. I am not. I refuse. But you got to love our people, though. They call in, though. That's all that matters, I guess. But basically, Jesus. All right. I know we've been talking about child reality TV show. And I don't know if we touched bases on how it was created and what it means to y'all. Like, what exactly, you know, are y'all trying to achieve by putting positive images? Well, I know what y'all trying to achieve by putting positive images out, because we already have enough ratchicity on TV. But, you know, what's y'all role on the show? Like, what are y'all, you know, how they always have, like, one person that's this way and one person that's that way. What are y'all natural roles on the reality TV show?
I think
we don't have any.
Right, I was about to say, I think that's best left up to whoever.
That's why I said natural. I was like, hold up, I don't want to say the ratchet one and who, you know.
Oh, ain't nobody over here ratchet now. No, you know, Kenyatta. Well, here's the thing. We all had names that were given to us when we started this by Kenyatta in the beginning. I'm the survivor, but as far as what you see on the show, you probably see the most attitude out of me. I wear my facial expressions all the time. So all you got to do is look at my face to figure out what I'm thinking in any situation that we're ever in. Any and everyone. I think y'all figured that out in episode 1 and 2. I tend to, if it comes to mind, I'm liable to open my mouth and say it, and it just doesn't always go well. But I think everybody's personality is kind of, it depends on the person, but there's no specific roles in the show. It's everybody's just being themselves. Sometimes you'll catch me quiet and Kenyatta may be going off. Sometimes you'll catch me going off and she'll be telling me to cool off. And sometimes you'll catch all three of us going off at the same time and ain't nobody there to cool it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I would say, yeah. I would say Kenyatta's the rational one.
Almost definitely.
She's the voice of reason. Like KS just said, she's the one who will pop off. I'm the oldest one, so I used to be a pop-off person like her when I was 31. And so I've learned to kind of pull it back a little bit, but it's not completely pulled all the way back. So sometimes when KS call me or some situation, we're going to do it, and we're going to leave Kenny there to be the one we can call to talk us out of doing something crazy or...
Right.
Know,
somebody
got
to get them out of jail. Everybody can't go to jail. Somebody
got
to be the one to call the spouses and the booze and the parents.
Yeah, y'all all
too,
came
to
my dog.
Yeah. People get hurt twisted.
Well,
she'll pop off
example.
Too
me and Mika, when we first met, I always tell everybody how me and Mika met. When me and Mika, Kenyatta brought us all together, I knew both of them. They didn't know each other. So after we met face-to-face, we did a photo shoot, and me and Mika went to my mother's house after because I was going to take her home, but I had to stop over there. So we were over there, and my brother had, like, a bruise on his hand. And he told me some girl he was dealing with had some dude come to fight him. And I was like, so why you ain't call me to handle her? Oh, well, I ain't want you in the middle of that. I said, that's why you got sisters. The next time that chick pop off, you better make a phone call. Literally, me and Mika leave. I drop Mika off. The next day, my brother calls.
He's like, man, this girl tripping. I just want to get my stuff and go. And he's my younger brother. So I said, okay. Just so happened I hang up with him. Mika calls me. She's like, what you doing? I said, girl, I'm about to go run up in this girl's house about my brother. She said, well, don't go without me. Come pick me up. So I said, okay, bet. This is the next day after we met. I said, all right, bet. So I get in the car. I throw my hair in a ponytail. I go pick up Mika. Mika comes out in a ponytail with sneakers on. Well, we literally pulled up in front of this girl's house. My brother was outside. Mika walked through the front door. She's like, well, where's this stuff at? The sister that hopped off the couch and ran in the room and slammed the door. I said, the next time I come over here, the door ain't going to help you. So they hand Mika his stuff. We all leave, and we go home. We talking to Kenyatta later on, and I said, yeah, I just dropped Mika off. She said, well, what was y'all doing? I said, girl, we had to go ask a fool. She's talking about why y'all didn't call me. We said, because we didn't want you to talk us out of it. Somebody had to get us out of jail after we beat the girl up in her living room. So, yeah, we
Lord.
People, we need somebody to call a lawyer.
We need you to handle the business.
You got to get us out of jail. We can't call her when we're doing dirt.
But yeah,
me and Nika was on Kenny
will come through, too, though, because I think a lot of people underestimate her cool demeanor.
Oh, they do.
She's a pushover, but she's not a pushover. Like, she's still not going to let you play her, but at the end of the day, she is the one who's going to handle it in a more adult, rational way. Like, we probably.
Like you said, she's more rational. Kenny will think about. See, Kenny will sit there and go, okay, if I pop her in her mouth, she could put some ice on it. But if I chop her in the throat, the bitch might stop breathing and I might go to jail. See, I don't got time to think about all that. Whatever's closest to my hand is what I'm going to hit you in. And I'll think about the ramifications of it later. See, she's going to think about up, down, left, right, and what will happen in between up and right if she do it a different way. See, I don't have time for all that. I can't do all that. I'm going to hit you now, and I'll think about the repercussions of me hitting you in your throat later. If you stop breathing, that's on you. In my opinion, if you didn't bother me, we wouldn't have this problem. So that's kind of how it go. Kenny will think about it. She'll think it through first.
My friend going to cut off somebody's oxygen supply, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes. Sometimes that quick pop to the throat, you know, you just never know how that's going to go.
Yeah, you know how that might turn out. She going to put somebody to sleep.
Listen, I married a military man. My husband told me 2 to the head and 1 to the chest, and we'll talk about it later. So you lucky if I only chop you in the throat.
That
is definitely true.
And see, I'm going to be sitting over here trying to figure out where to put in this appeal letter after she do all of this, so we can make it better later.
Kenny says she's going to write my appeal letter after I do all that. See, this is why we call Kenny after the fact.
Right. And I'll probably be standing there with you, an accessory to the crime when she chopped this chick in the neck. I'll be like, I'm not saying nothing. I plead.
But see, I'm a good friend because I'm going to be like, wasn't nobody there with me. I did it myself.
And I'm going to plead the fifth.
Everybody going to plead the fifth. Nobody ain't going to know that. See, that's friends right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all had that Kevin Hart mentality where he was like, help me, nigga. Whatever I'm going through, you going through. You are my best friend. Oh, my goodness. So I want to know, like, what can y'all tell the callers or the listeners that's, you know, what projects are y'all working on that's coming up?
Well, this is Kenny. I know for me, we've been steadily working on production for my upcoming movie based off of one of my series, At Least I Didn't Kill Him. So we're in the end stages of production. We were hoping to be able to get it edited and it be released by the end of fall, but sometimes even the best laid plans don't work out the way that we intend for them to. So we're still in production, but we're hoping that it will be done before the end of this year. With this being October and just another half a year before National Sexual Assault Awareness Month comes, I'm at that phase of my year where I am working on my upcoming benefit event. So I am in advocacy mode. And for those who don't know, I am officially retiring from the lit industry, well, from writing books, rather, effective when my book drops in February of next year. That will be my last title. So that's what's going on with Kenny.
Well, this is Rika. I have some new stuff that I'm working on that I will be releasing. I'm going to probably release like 3 or 4 books like back to back because I've been really quiet and I've been working. And I won't be revealing the titles right now, though.
I know that's right. You know,
I will reveal them. Exactly. So I will be revealing them soon. So if you are, you know, a friend or you have access to my page or my author page, I will be announcing some upcoming releases.
I know that's right.
Miss Oliver.
Right. Yes, Miss Oliver.
I have 2 titles coming out in December. One releases on my birthday, December 4th, and one on December 5th, Just Us. And The Mayor's Wife, which is the last part of my Karma series. I just enrolled back into school and will be applying to law school in 1.5 years. So mm-hmm. I am slowly but surely tapping out of the literary industry as well.
Oh, wow.
But I'll still be running my company, so I just won't be writing anything else.
All right. Well, I'm trying to think of, I know I have a question that I want to ask y'all for my personal own knowledge, but this is unorthodox, so don't judge me. What are y'all signs? Like, what are y'all zodiac signs?
Oh,
you stole my
Amalia.
Question.
You
got to be fast on your feet.
Libra, Sagittarius, and Leo. I think that's why we get along. Those signs get along.
And Kiara is Aries.
And, yeah,
oh,
Leo
wow.
and Aries always get along. My best friend's an Aries.
My son is an Aries, so I ain't got, my birthday right next on top of Kwan.
Yeah,
I hear Libra?
Yes, she said Libra.
Good.
You want to say something about Libra, Kate?
I'm Libra.
I'm a Libra.
What
do
you mean?
Oh, okay. I'll be having to check because you be so quiet. go ahead and jump head first in the water. The water is hot.
Huh?
I said go ahead and jump in that water. The water hot.
Oh, yeah, it is. But I don't want to jump in.
See,
I'm going to stay out of
the water.
No. So, I do want to ask the ladies, though, like, what would your advice be to someone who's trying to either get into the industry or wanting out of the industry?
Wait, say that again?
What would be your advice to someone who's trying to get into this industry or out of it?
I mean, it's all about personal choice. Like she said, you got to do what makes you happy. I mean, we've had our run in this business, but when we all came into the business, it wasn't the way it is now. And see, as things change, either you change with it or you decide you don't want any parts of it. And in my personal experience, I don't want any parts of the foolishness.
It is a lot of foolery. But like you said, when you come into it, you do want to just make sure you know what you're getting into. Everything changes over time, and either you're going to roll with it or you're going to roll out. And if you want to roll out, bow gracefully and do it the right way. Like anybody who retires from something, you want to go out with a bang. So just make sure whatever you do lasts, it's the best you've done, and do what makes you happy. And a lot of people came into this for the right reasons and they're leaving for the right reasons because this industry is shady and it's not what it used to be, and it's really a shame to really take something so beautiful like the art of writing and make it shady. Like, it's just ridiculous. So sometimes you can roll with the punches, but sometimes you can't. So I will give anybody advice, just If you want to come into this business, be prepared. If you want to leave, be prepared. Either way, just do what makes you happy.
Yeah, I think people have a habit of trying to conform to what the industry conforms to. And here's the funny thing, that if you have enough of a reader base, you don't have to change what you're doing because you got people that's going to rock with you regardless. But if you don't, unfortunately, you do have to change. When I first came into this business, Urban was it. Everything, every title was bitch, hoe, this, this, and this. Whatever was ratchet was what was out. And Urban was still out, and the drug dealers and the, you know, the street lit and whatever else was out at that point. Now we've conformed to these damn mushy-ass love stories that I don't want to read. And unfortunately, and no, for real, but this is what people like now. So, again, it's my personal opinion. It ain't what I want to read. Not unless somebody is selling dope and they got a ride or die chick that's naked and they're counting it up for them. I don't want to read it. But unfortunately, if you're just now coming into this, yeah, see, Nika writes the good shit. See, I'll read what Nika writes. But here's the funny thing. If you don't already have a reader base and you're just coming into this business, unfortunately, that's what you have to write, because if you don't, you're not going to get anywhere.
That is true.
Sometimes conformity is part of the game. Like you said, if you're a new author, you probably will have to be a person who conforms. But if you have been doing it for a while, you, like you said, you got your reader base, you can do what you've been doing, and they will support you. But coming into this business, you might have to write something you don't want to write, but it's up to the person to do that. I mean, it's up to if you want to live off of it, if you want to make money from it, or if you just want to do it.
Or if it's just a hobby. Yeah.
Right.
For me, I think that there's more than one way to get to the same place. So in any industry, not just in lit, but in any industry, in any field, wherever you work, you're going to have to bend in some form or fashion. But at the end of the day, don't bend to the point where you have bent yourself out of shape and you no longer recognize you.
Who you are,
so,
right?
You got to try to find that unique balance, because once you put yourself on the trail to becoming what everybody else wants you to be, then that's where you're going to end up. You're going to be stuck in that rut or on that road of being somebody that you're absolutely not. And I don't think that you have to come all the way out of character, in order to achieve success. Never. You'll never say that Kenny ever came completely out of character from the first published book that I had on shelves in 2008 to the last published book that'll be on shelves in 2017. Never would you say that I've come completely out of character to the point where you don't recognize me or what my brand stands for. Never gonna happen.
But you know, we're different though, Kenny. You know, everybody don't move like we move. I'm determined I'm gonna do what the hell I wanna do and not what everybody expects of me. And like you said, we already said from the beginning. I mean, here's the thing. The fact of the matter is, part of the reason why Kenny picked us to go on the show was because we all offered something different, and there was something unique about everybody, but it was also our strength. If she thought that we would conform to this business or anything else for that matter and lose ourselves in it, then we wouldn't match her or her brand. So
yeah.
This would all be pointless. It would have been done in vain in the first place.
I think that God has a way of making sure what's supposed to happen happens, because when I first, you know, came up with the ideas, I kind of pitched it in a couple of different directions, trying to find the right blend of female authors that could actually mesh and make this thing work. I will just say that we started out with more than what we have. But who's here now is who's meant to be here. And whoever comes on board later, I think I just dropped a little foreshadowing there. But whoever comes on board later with whatever direction the show goes in is because they were supposed to be here for a specific reason. Like, I don't believe that there were any mistakes in the
Yeah, but we don't play well with other people's kids. So that never, ever goes well thus far. No, because it's like, you know, at this point, we've built a relationship. Well, you know, we don't play well with other people's kids. At this point, we have developed such a relationship. I mean, to the point where
Kenny could come over here right now. Her kids going to kick their shoes off, and they're going to go on upstairs to the room. Because that's what we do. Same difference if I go to her house. We go to Nika's house. My youngest son is infatuated with her. He's going to go straight to Nika and sit up under her. And Nika's my girlfriend and blah, 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 blah. It's been like that for like the past 3 years. You know, we're so comfortable that everybody's comfortable. I know if anything goes south and I need to make a run, I'm calling Nika like, hey, can you watch the baby? She's like, drop him off. You know, we're there. So somebody new coming in, first of all, you got to get used to us. We got to get used to you. And then you got to know your place. Because we were here first.
Well,
that's just like the reality shows we watch on TV. When they bring in somebody new outside of the circle, that person has the worst time. Because you have to now deal with the original people that were there first in their relationship that are already bonded and sealed in stone. And now you got to try to develop your own. And the one wrong thing you say could set that whole thing wrong. And it's the same way with us. We tried it. It didn't work out well. Kiara fit right on in. But that's because Kiara started with us in the first place. So I think that's why we were fine with her coming in as a literary lady and kind of switching roles. Because she was already around. We had already gotten used to her. We already had, a rapport with her. But everybody else, it just didn't go well.
Right. I know that's right. So tell the listeners and everybody that done called in where they can find you. And basically just give y'all shout-outs to whoever, y'all want to give y'all shout-outs to.
I want to thank the Academy. And I appreciate my Grammy.
I'm joking.
Oh, because I was about to say, I'm going to give a shout-out to the imitators who like to be the literary ladies of the ACL, but it turned out to be a fake carbon copy. It's okay, though. We still got love for you.
No, my team, Diamante Publications, the whole team, all my authors, my husband, and my boys, what I'm saying? And my girls. That's about it. You find out when you go through stuff who really rock with you and who don't. And, it is what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
True that.
Absolutely. Right. I totally second that.
You can find us on social media. And, of course, StreamATL.net, right? It's .net. StreamATL.net.
Yep,
to watch the show.
And please, guys, when you go on to watch the show, make sure that you give us a rating. We use those ratings when we do promotional stuff. So we appreciate your feedback. Let us know where you would like, if you live in Atlanta, let us know where you would like for us to pop up at, where you would like to see us go, any events that you would like for us to come to. We're open to all of that. We're friendly. We don't bite at comments.
Right. Yeah, we are very friendly. Don't get scared. Don't let KS scare y'all. We are very approachable and friendly. Don't get afraid.
Yeah, and I'm not as mean as y'all seem to think I am, because people tell me I look mean on the show. It's just some of the situations that we're in, I just be needing to clean it up. That's all. I'm not mean, though. I am, like, the most lovable person in the world, as long as you don't make me mad.
I was like, just don't make her cut off your ass fly.
Right. That part.
Oh, my goodness. Well, ladies, we enjoyed hanging out with y'all and getting to know y'all and all y'all.
I would definitely be looking at this show because I need something real. I'm tired of all the drinks and hair being pulled out.
If you see us with a drink, we're drinking it.
Exactly. Don't buy $10 and 50 cents
drink on nobody. I need all that. Right. I done told you we need to drink it to keep from popping somebody.
definitely. But we will be looking into y'all, and I hope the callers and listeners was listening as they take down the information to get in touch with y'all. But before we leave out the playhouse, I'm going to have to give the rundown for the week. We have tomorrow, y'all need to join in, Friday Night Uncut. Then we have Saturated Saturday, which we will be doing some erotic poetry, spoken word. Then we also have Sunday Night After Dark,
where we will be giving you the old and the new school of slow jams. Then we have Restoration Monday, where we will be touching bases on epilepsy. And then we have Talk to Me Tuesday, where you can call in for advice, get it off your chest, or, you know, comment to whatever topic that we're speaking on at the time. Then we have Wild Out Wednesday. You just never know what we're going to be doing in the Playhouse. Then join us again next week for whatever interview that might pop up next week on next Thursday. So I enjoyed y'all. I hope y'all have a blessed night. And remember to stay empowered, enriched, and encouraged to do great things.
Naughty mess, paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5. Sauce in my bag. What? I see it, I want it. Want it. I touch yellow, want it. Want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it. Own it. I twirl on the middle. Albino alligator. El Camino with the Tito. Sipping Cuervo and Odessa. Sometimes I go hard. I go hard. I go hard. I go hard. Yeah, what's mine? Hey, what's mine? I'm a star. I'm a star. Cause I flex. Gracious, best revenge is your paper.